Mom Donnie Antoinette, NYC Mayor Celebrates Rent Freeze with Cake. By Jasmine Jordan on June 26, 2026. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani touted the fulfillment of one of his campaign promises Friday after the Independent Rent Guidelines Board approved a rent freeze, saying more than 2 million New Yorkers living in rent-stabilized apartments will have their rent frozen next year. New York, the Independent Rent Guidelines Board just froze the rent, Mamdani said in an announcement video. That means if you're one of the more than 2 million New Yorkers who lives in a rent-stabilized apartment, your rent is going to be frozen next year. The video included both English and Spanish closed captions and showed Mamdani opening a freezer to grab a chocolate popsicle as he discussed the freeze. Mamdani later posted photos from a celebration of the rent announcement with the caption, "Serving up a rent freeze." The images showed him cutting a cake decorated with blue icing and the words "Happy Rent Freeze" before serving slices to and speaking with attendees. Breitbart News's Business Digest described Mamdani's victory in November as driven in part by an affordability-focused platform, noting that he won more than 1 million votes, the highest total for any New York City mayoral candidate since 1969, while drawing support from both gentrified Brooklyn neighborhoods and working-class Black and Latino neighborhoods. The Business Digest said Mamdani's platform, including rent freezes, free childcare, and expanded public services, spoke to voters facing different versions of the same crisis. Mamdani's own housing situation has drawn scrutiny. In December 2025, the New York Post reported that after Mamdani said he was giving up his rent-stabilized Astoria apartment for a Gracie mansion, the next tenant would pay $3,100 per month, about $800 more than the roughly $2,300 Mamdani paid. The report said Mamdani had been receiving a preferential rent below the maximum allowed by law. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who ran as an independent candidate for mayor after losing the Democrat primary, had also called on Mamdani to leave the rent-stabilized apartment, arguing that Mamdani and his wife were wealthy enough not to need it. Mamdani said he moved into the apartment in 2018 while earning about $47,000 as a foreclosure prevention housing counselor and said he was able to move out and did not plan to live there indefinitely. Mamdani, a Democratic socialist, has also advocated for broader government involvement in housing. In a 2021 Gravel Institute video, he argued for expanding social housing, establishing community land trusts, and using those trusts to gradually buy up housing on the private market and convert it to community ownership. He later said in remarks to the Democratic Socialists of America that the broader socialist project included winning socialism and the end goal of seizing the means of production. Since taking office, Mamdani has faced pressure over housing conditions as well as rent costs. A February Breitbart News report said roughly 80,000 New Yorkers called 311 in January to report a lack of heat and hot water, while the city logged more than 215,000 heat complaints since October 1. Mamdani was called before the city council to answer questions about the city's response. Mamdani has also faced criticism over an affordable housing complex in the Bronx that he showcased while introducing Housing Preservation and Development Commissioner Dina Levy. The 102-unit building at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in Morris Heights had 194 open housing code violations, including 88 immediately hazardous violations, according to a New York Post investigation. Tenants said the building deteriorated under nonprofit ownership, while HPD defended Levy's role and said the property was undergoing an $8 million renovation.